Rejection and stigmatization of human trafficking survivors are major reasons why more illegal migrants from Nigeria would flood Europe. Survivors do not contend with rejection and stigmatization by the society, friends, and families alone. Most parents say they wouldn't allow their sons marry the returnees. Mrs. Lawal, a trader in Lagos State, profiles them as unsuitable for marriage.
Mo le gba ki omo mi fa ko de pe agbo pe ise buruku ni won lo se nbe bi se asewo so orisirisi okunrin ati gbon so mi le gba ki iru omo mi fe iru as a Christian.
Mrs. Opaleye, a trader popularly known as Iyabuki in Akute, Ogun State, vehemently kicks against such union.
Ki lo sele?
Idi ni pe agbo ninu news ade gbo ninu te ade wo ninu television ise ta won omo Libya ti won se lo ise asewo ni won se obirin atokunrin bara won lu okunrin atobirin na abi obirin atobirin bara won lu okunrin atokunrin bara won lu aja tun ba won so gan pelu so seru awon yen wa pe ki omo tete mi gbe wa gege bi yawo the possible
to ba je pe e le gba ki omo obirin ko fe any of those guys to she de lati Libya. Ki lo sele?
N to sele na mo si so la koko yin. O se ri fun omo mi okunrin. Be na ni omo eyan obirin na. E to ba gbe ru mo ni yawo ti mo ni pe aja lo nlo wa ni. Won de le ti ku orisirisi arun. Lati be gan se deport won ti won wa si Nigeria pada. Ba bere si ni pin kaakiri. So, e le ba ki omo mi fe won.
For Olamide Timothy, an undergraduate residing in Ogun State, getting married to a human trafficking survivor is an impossible mission.
Well, according to cutting one bunny by one by, no tell if ever born.
Kilo shelle.
Dory, some little one, but they were infected with HIV. According to each other, she knew that to our city in Nigeria and being right. So, I don't find it.
So ba je pe ti fe ni na ke to mo nkan
ba je pe I ti jo ni anything in common so mo de ti fe ni je pe I ti anything in common I can still break up the marriage.
Due to these rejections, many trafficking survivors are ready to jet out of the country again, no matter the cost. One of these survivors is Tumininu, a gospel artist who was trafficked by her mother's best friend February 25, 2016, and was repeatedly sold by Libya-based Nigerian slave dealers.
I went to Libya through one of my mom's friends. She was the one that told my mom that since I'm a musician, so let me go there and work. And I should look for money so I'll be able to keep my record and do some other things.
She's lost the use of a hand after being drugged and set ablaze by the Libyan woman she worked for in Tripoli. Tumininu says she has suffered so much rejection since arriving in Nigeria on the 25th of May 2017. Asked if she would be willing to embark on another trip out of Nigeria, say to the United Kingdom or United States, with assistance from this reporter, without pausing to ponder over it, she said yes. She was just meeting this reporter for the first time.
Let's say I tell you I want to take it to UK, to the US.
Yes, how we go.
Notwithstanding what happened in Libya.
And it soon be whether I want to go and do work that is not good.
Barrister Festus Keyamo, a senior advocate of Nigeria, is worried that returnees are already being profiled by the society. He emphasized that survivors can still live normal lives.
There's already a profiling already. That's what they call profiling of some of these people. They just think that anybody who's gone through such an experience would have a psychological, would have been damaged psychologically and not make a good partner, you know, to their children. But like I said, these people can still pick the pieces of their lives and live normal lives. And then we should ensure as a society that we protect their identities, that they're integrated back into society gradually, and they become, you know, one of us again, living normal lives.
Dr. Bolanle Ola, head of psychiatry, Lagos State University Teaching Hospital, Lasuth, Ikeja, says human trafficking survivors are credible people who are ready to contribute to the development of the society.
What the thing is that what is the country doing in getting them rehabilitated?
Okay.
In getting people to know that these people are credible people.
Yes.
They've gone through one situation, but now they are ready to contribute just like any other person to the development of the society. You know, those are the things that people need to be educated on, so that they know that okay, the person that is likely to marry them has had a past history, but
yes,
then the person has been rehabilitated, and that is just the past of the person. But the person that we are seeing is a person who is a good Nigerian and who is responsible and
yes,
knows what to do in different situations.
He called on the media to provide credible information to the masses so that the society wouldn't be afraid of trafficking survivors, but support them.
The media needs to be well informed as well to provide credible, relevant information for the masses so that there won't be fears about those people, and the Nigerian population of the society will be quite supportive and allow them to be well integrated back into the society. So, there's nothing to really fear when all these relevant things are provided, and we are singing the same voice.
The young gospel singer, Tumininu, is still at home without a job or money for corrective surgery for her end. She lives off others buying her medications with whatever little donations she's given. She hopes to produce a gospel album and own a supermarket in the future to take care of herself, mom, and sisters. I am Tobore Ovorie reporting.